Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Yeah, Rabbitohs, fantastic year. Incredible year. Absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing year. Concerned about the loss of Reynolds and Gagai. Obviously, Sewell was a loss, but the bigger loss for me is Reynolds and Gagai. You know, incredible year. That's all I can say. Incredible year.
The Reynolds one could be, I hope it's not. It could be catastrophic.
Yeah, it could be.
And, Matty, I was saying to you before, obviously, you know, if Reynolds was staying and Wayne was leaving, you'd still be worried. For them both to walk out of this building at the same time, that's really alarming for me. Dane Gagai is another one. You know, I don't think strike centres have been this important since probably the mid-2000s.
Yeah.
To lose him is going to be massive on both sides of the ball, in attack and defence. He's one of the premier centres in our game. But yeah, the Reynolds loss, it's a serious, serious worry. I know they've got Milford arriving, but Milford's walking into a system with a rookie coach now.
Yeah.
It's going to be a massive test for this club. I hope Cody Walker's able to do what he did this year, but it worries me that he's not going to have Adam Reynolds next to him.
Yeah. No, very concerning. Reynolds was the one that released him to do all this shit. And a big, big factor that cannot be overlooked, Wayne Bennett not being there. That's a mammoth loss. Like, a mammoth loss. Any change room with Wayne Bennett in it is a better change room.
You'd know better than me, but you know, from the outside looking in, and obviously history tells us when he walks out of a room,
yeah,
tends to be a fire in it.
Yep,
it does. And hopefully I'm wrong. They're a proud club with a lot of really quality players.
And to be clear, I think he's left this club in good nick,
yeah,
really
for
good
sure.
nick. But
yep.
It just seems that.
But people will, you know, if they don't do well next year, people will try and pin it on Wayne.
Oh,
as
yeah.
they do. But
oh, that's, they always
that's
will.
Crap. That's absolute
that's,
shit.
That narrative is created by people still at the club that don't want to have to take responsibility, and also by fans. It's much easier to blame a guy.
Yep.
Then blame the current crop, because then you've got to admit that the people you're trying to support are doing the wrong thing. There's going to be people. It's pretty crazy how passionate people are in this topic, Wayne ruined the Knights and Wayne ruined the Dragons. But what's with the Knights situation? It was Tinkler going bankrupt that ruined the Knights.
I think the Newcastle Knights were so lucky to have Wayne Bennett in the building.
He made
when
brilliant.
All the Alex McKinnon stuff happened, there was no one better equipped.
Yeah.
To get those guys through one of the most difficult situations we've ever seen in
Absolutely.
Rugby league. As you said, he made a prelim final. You go back and you look at that team sheet of that night side, you wouldn't tip them to make the top eight on paper.
Yep. No. I look, maybe there are some things that, you know, I don't know, like the inner workings that fans know that I don't, but I just, it doesn't make sense. Like, what, like the clubs that he goes, like, he goes to these clubs. It's not like he's intentionally trying to gut them. Like, how can he leave? Like, what is he doing that's so crazy that the people above him should be controlling? You know, like, what? They're signing off on the contracts. Like, everything gets signed. Like, Wayne makes a decision. It has to get signed off on by a CEO, a board, fucking everyone. And then, and yet it's his fault. Like, it, it doesn't make any sense
to me. I think also people undervalue the fact that these players, when they've got a contract in front of them with South Sydney or somewhere else, they're going, I know Wayne's not going to be here next year.
Yeah.
This is going to be a different club next year. Like, yeah, that plays, and that's not Wayne's fault.
Yeah, no. Nah. Absolutely.
You can't enjoy the benefits you get out of having Wayne then get upset when you're...
I just think I'm glad that this ending was so mutual so that people can't do that, because you cannot... Like, they're going to try to do it. Like, if Rabbitohs struggle next year, it's going to be Wayne's fault no matter what. And look, if you want to say it was his fault with the Knights, I disagree. I think it was more the fact that Tinkler went bankrupt, like, plus everything else that happened in the club. And then you want to look at the Dragons. Look, I don't agree with that either. Like, they were left in with a pretty good squad. Their squad was, they lost just, who they lost.
You pay a price Darish. For winning a premiership.
Yeah, absolutely. Their squad was still a solid squad. Anyways, but the good thing about the Rabbitohs is it seems like a mutual ending. So there's no real fire or bitter ending. Like, whereas the Broncos, everyone blames Bennett for the way the Broncos are now. Well, they try to. And it's like, are you serious? Like,
he was 2.5 seconds away from winning you a premiership.
Yeah. And also, the year that he left, he made a prelim, I'm pretty sure, in 2018, and he was pushed out of the club.
Yeah,
he was pushed out. Anyway, I'm probably biased because he was my coach. But now, Rabbitohs, that's the biggest concern, is Reynolds and Bennett. But I do think they've got a fucking great squad. Cam Murray, Damien Cook, Jai Arrow, Latrell Mitchell back, Cody Walker, Blake Taffes stepped up. You know, that... They've got Campbell Graham is fantastic. Tom Burgess is playing career best form footy, especially even though he's coming off the bench, he's been magnificent. Mark Nichols was fantastic this year.
The experience Taff got this year will be priceless. Yep. I'm expecting him to be the seven next year.
You reckon?
Year. Yeah, I think.
I think Keon was really fucking good too towards the end of the year. Keon was really good towards the end of the year.
For a guy that, you know, like, they always go at the back, they don't use him too much.
Yeah.
He defended well. He's just reliable.
Yeah.
Local junior too. Like, bunnies love that sort of shit. So.
Yeah. So I think that the club's left in good stead, and I think this year was a fantastic year. Now to the Storm. Bizarre year. So bizarre. Ended in such negativity.
Yeah, I'm so interested to see them next. This is the first time in probably 20 years I've sort of thought, could this be, are we starting to see cracks? I don't know.
I don't think so. I just think that last game, the loss of Cheese and Christian Welsh really fucking hurt them. And Harry Grant just hadn't played enough footy yet, you know, to get his position and role. He continued to play like what his role was with Cheese there, which was get out and then Cheese gets out. He gets out, Cheese gets out. I think Craig Bellamy, he'll find a way. He always does.
I just think it's interesting you get to the back end of this season. They, in my opinion, that's the worst performance I've seen from Melbourne in probably a decade.
Yeah, long time.
In a long time. And, you know, obviously you got this Cheese and Munster stuff and, you know, I don't know how they handle all that. But, you know, I heard Munster saying the other day that he's, you know, interested in this Queensland team, and Cheese is obviously going to have money thrown at him left, right and centre. It's just really, it's an interesting time.
Oh, it's a tough Melbourne. Time.
And once again, the ultimate compliment to your mate, C. Smith.
Yeah. Mate, he's fucking so good. So good. He would have, I don't even want to get into it because people will get angry about it.
Yeah, you can't. It's amazing how upset people get, like, about just complimenting.
By saying Cam Smith is one of the greatest players ever, I would have made an impact. But you're right. Yeah, he definitely would have. But Storm, the concern is like they've got real rogues in their side now, where they never really used to have rogues in their side. So managing a Brandon Smith and Cam Munster, this could be a blessing in disguise though, for it to happen at the end of the season after everything, so that they get the kick up their bum, they realise, fuck, we could have everything taken away, and they come out next year firing, you know? It could be a blessing in disguise.
And I mean, does this stuff maybe happen more than we see, but they're in Melbourne, so...
Yeah, that's true.
I just think it's a really interesting time.
Oh, it's Melbourne. A tough time. Losing Josh Adokar, one of the best wingers of this generation.
Losing Fox, losing Dale, losing Nico. They've lost some quality footballers there and some real culture guys too. Like Adokar, he seems to be one of the most popular guys down there. Dale just sets the tone.
Yep. He's a captain.
Yeah, it's... You know? And like Nico Hines, as much as they've got guys to cover him, as soon as those guys go down, and Nico's going to be very handy, but I've no doubt they'll have another fella coming through somewhere. Interesting times for Melbourne. I had them winning a premiership 6 weeks ago. Yeah. I've never been more confident.
Oh, yeah. I was like, there's no way. No one's beaten the Storm.
Mate, I can't, like, I tipped Penrith to win that game 1-12. 10 days ago, I said Penrith would be no hope of playing in a grand final.
Really?
Honestly, I gave them, I didn't have a single conversation with anyone that week about Penrith being in a grand final.
Yeah, I knew they had it in them. It was just the Storm factor that was the only team that I was worried about with Penrith was the Storm. And so once they beat them, I just didn't know who was going to win out of
the
Rabbitohs.
Did you see that win coming at all, though? Did you?
As in the Storm
the Melbourne win?
Nah, no way. No, yeah, absolutely not.
That's why I gave them no hope in that game.
I mean, I gave them a hope, but I just thought the Storm.
That's it. Like, Storm, like, Penrith gave them so many opportunities. Like, Penrith didn't play a perfect game.
No way.
There was one that, you know, Cleary kicked out on the full from his own 30 at one point. And normally that means Melbourne are going to score 12 points
absolutely.
In the next 15 minutes. They just weren't.
No, it was a very unstorm-like. It's interesting times. It's definitely, we're fully seeing absolute changing of the guard. How much does Bellamy land in that area, that grey area of, it's not the same crew anymore. We can't be that, you know, elite. Like even Dale Finucane, you know, they've got Bromwich there, Kafusi, the Bromwich brothers, Kafusi. But outside of that, it really, like, that old guard is just like completely gone, you know?
Yeah.
So it's going to be really important for a guy like Bromwich. He's going to have to put all his leadership skills on the line going forward, because if they want to keep that same culture, it's going to have to be led by them, you know?
Yeah. And, you know, a couple of signs, obviously Xavier Coates, scary to think what he's going to be.
Oh, he'll be a fucking
after
gun.
After a preseason at
Melbourne. Oh, my God. Xavier Coates.
Even Josh King, mate. He looks like a solid first grader. I mean, if Josh King's playing Origin in 18 months, is anyone going to be surprised?
No.
Honestly, mate, I could walk past Josh King and I wouldn't know him. But I've no doubt he's going to be a gun.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Interesting times, I think. But, you know, it's Craig Bellamy. It's the Storm. They'll fucking find a way. They always do. I think that this Brendan Smith thing, Munster thing, although unfortunate, very unfortunate, especially for ex-players that have worked so hard, that, you know, it's a kick up the butt that they probably need. I think they'll come out next year, both of them, and be unfucking believable. Unbelievable.
Yeah, you'd be a brave man to bet against those two.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. Now, the Penrith Panthers, I mean, we've already said everything we need to say about them. Incredible. 10 out of 10 year. 10 out of 10 year.
Unbelievable what they've done over the last 2 years to be where they are and to play the way they did on the biggest stage.
Mm.
We compared, like, the 1990 Panthers to 91, and, you know, they had to come back and beat the Canberra Raiders in the grand final. I think for the Panthers to beat their Canberra Raiders, the Melbourne Storm, the week before and then get up again for a grand final, it's the ultimate compliment to Ivan. I know that Nathan was unbelievable. Jerome was great. Mate, Ivan isn't getting the compliments he should be getting.
I totally agree. Because he didn't win with his stacked superstar side, and he didn't even win the way he wanted to win. He just found a way as a good coach. So I totally agree. And the way they played was very tactical. It wasn't just off the cuff, boys, just go out and play. It was a game plan about winning the first two tackles, kicking in the corner. Winning the first two tackles, kicking to fuck on the try line. Yeah, incredible.
Which sounds easy, but it takes
everyone.
Everyone to be in on that, to be able to do it. And
for every second of the entire game. Yeah.
And I just keep coming back to...
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
They lost that grand final based on experience. They let their two most experienced players go. Like, that seemed like the biggest red flag in the world to me.
Mm.
And then Fish just goes, like, the leadership of Fish, Yo, Cleary.
Sorensen was great off the bench too.
Mate, it's scary what they, even like a guy like Spencer Linea, like the impact he's had in the last few weeks coming off the bench, even if he plays 12 minutes, those 12 minutes, he got him on the front foot and he was motoring. I think Leota was great last night too. Another really underrated guy. He's not a premier front rower. But he does a job for them.
Bloody oath he does.
Every week. And, you know, we were talking last night. Is Api Curaçao not going to Canterbury one of the biggest turning points in this club franchise's history?
Mate, I remember before it happened, I said, like, they need a good nine to release Cleary. Cleary can't play the way he plays unless he has a good hooker. It's that simple. And as soon as Appy goes there, Cleary's game goes from boom to just...
crazy. I don't think they win or play in either of the last two grand finals if Appy doesn't walk into that team.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with that. Absolutely. He's so crucial. And it's all the little things that a lot of people don't notice. It's the delivery. It's the pass selection. It's the defense. It's knowing when to run. But yeah, Panthers, 10 out of 10. That is your season review, ladies and gentlemen. Make sure to follow Rugby League Guru at Rugby League Guru on Facebook and Instagram.
Facebook, Instagram, and the podcast, Rugby League
Guru. You're still moving, you're selling the shirts and that?
Yeah. I've just closed it the other day, so they'll be sent out soon. So,
okay, sweet. Yeah. When are you going to do another drop anytime soon?
Yeah, we're planning on.
So okay, there we go. Sweet. Make sure to stay tuned to that. Also, Rugby League Guru on your podcast app. Grab one of the boys' t-shirts from bloke.shop. Grab a case of Bloke in a Bar. I will see you on Wednesday. Then after Wednesday, we'll have a few weeks off. And during those few weeks, I'll probably go and fuck myself. Thank you.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.